Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Neff Nugget, where I give you one tip that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. I am Nefertira Fonde, and I am a business and sales coach for parallelpreneurs. Those are professionals who build a service-based business of their own while working. I help them get clear on who they serve and how they serve them, confident in their selling skills so they can bring cash into their business. And on today's Neff Nugget, we're talking about closing. One of the things that a lot of parallelpreneurs struggle with is closing their potential clients into their services. You need to be able to close your clients in order for you to get cash. So today I'm going to talk about the simplest thing you can do in order to close some of your clients. Are you ready? Ask for the sale. Yes. Some of your clients are interested in your service, but you fail to ask for the sale. You laugh it off as if your business is a joke. They say, oh, that's really interesting. Oh, I've been looking for someone like you or something like that. But you don't even address the fact that they are in need and raising their hand and saying, hey, I am looking for what you have to offer. Think back to a conversation that you might have had with some potential clients, and you knew that they needed what you had to offer. You knew that they had interest and they were eager, yet you said something to the effect of, think about it, get back to me. Talk it over your husband and let me know what he thinks. You said something to that effect instead of, hey, can we get started today? Or when would you like to get started? Or if you put down a deposit of just this, would that be cash or charge? You did not do any of that. You just told them to think about it, or you didn't even acknowledge the fact that they were raising their hand or vocally saying that they needed what you had to offer. And I understand you may feel like if they want it, they will buy it. That's not always true. Me personally have had many service providers, you know, do their demonstration or talk to me about their services, and I was ready to buy. But because they failed to ask for the sale, they didn't get it. And I just moved on. Now, do not let someone else get the cash that's reserved for you because you didn't ask. Don't do that. There is cash that's reserved for you, but because you failed to ask, you're not getting it. And I don't want you to do that anymore. So anytime someone is interested in your services, ask for the sale. Unless you have a waiting list and clients are beating down your door and you can't take on another client, if that is you, then okay. I'm going to give you a small pass, but not for real. Because if you can't ask for the sale right now because you already have a waiting list and you can't take on another client, what you can do is say, hey, I'm currently at my client capacity, but I would love to follow up with you in a couple of weeks because I will be finishing up a project or finishing up with a client, and then I'll be able to take on a new client at that time. Is that okay? Is Tuesday at 12 okay for me to follow up with you? And wait for a response. So no matter what, you need to be asking for the sale because you're leaving cash on the table when you fail to ask for the sale. Okay? So your Neff Nugget for today is ask for the sale. Ask for it and then wait for the cash to come in. So if you're struggling with selling or if you have any negative feelings about selling, just go to bit.ly/bookwithneff and select business discovery session, and we can discuss how I can help you get confident in your selling skills so you can sell with ease to your ideal client. Until the next time, be profitable and be blessed. Bye for now.